Message Line. The series based on the mutual love and mistrust of two newlyweds, with Richard Briers as George Starling and Prunella Scales as his wife, Kate.
Now, I don't want you to think my marriage is falling apart at the seams or anything, but it's nice for a married couple to be separated occasionally, isn't it? Well, I mean, I think so. Oh, it's a funny thing. A husband announces he's got to go away for a night on business, and his wife's immediately suspicious. What will you do? Where will you go? Now, if she has to go away to visit a sick aunt or something, do we get suspicious? No, of course we don't. But she does. I never have believed it at all, but if it hadn't happened to me the other day. I've been chosen to go with some of the bigwigs of my firm's annual convention in Birmingham. Now, it's a great honour to be picked, a really great honour. It's also the biggest booze-up of the year, but it's still a great honour to be picked. But you'd never have thought it to hear how Kate went on when I told her. I mean, even when I was packing to leave, she was still going on.
Case, George.
Good heavens, darling. I'm only away one night. How many shirts do you think I'm going to need?
I know you when you've had a drink or two. You spill things down you.
A drink or two? Kate, I keep telling you, this is a business convention.
Very businesslike to hold it in Birmingham. I must say, very convenient.
But they always hold it in Birmingham because it happens to be a central point. It's not just for us in main office, darling. We've got branches in the north and Wales.
Yes, well, you can say what you like, George. It still sounds to me like an excuse for a gargantuan orgy. Now, how are you off for underpants?
Look, Kate, how can I get it? Let me try and get it through to you, just once more. It's an honour to be chosen, darling. I mean, they only take one junior with them, you know. It's not an automatic roster. They pick someone they think has earned it. Honestly, you ought to be swollen with pride, and all you've done is harp on about drunken orgies.
It's business without any pleasure, then, is it?
What? Well, no. I mean, there's a social aspect, naturally. Well, what do you want? All of us sitting around with cups of hot chocolate?
Well, George, quite frankly, I don't particularly mind if it is an orgy. I just object to you trying to pull the wool over my eyes about it.
Darling, I promise you...
All right, what do you do?
What?
Well, at your dry-as-dust convention, what happens?
Well, how do I know? I haven't been before, have I?
No, but you must have heard people talk about it. Miles has been, hasn't he?
Yes.
Well, what did Miles say happened? I'm just curious, George. I'd like to be able to imagine you when I'm all on my own this evening.
Well, we just go to the hotel, and we meet up with the other people, you know, from the regions, and everybody compares progress of the previous year, you see, and they exchange experiences and plan future plans. I'll go. Hello?
It's Miles.
Oh, hello, Miles. Look, I'm rather a rush.
Precisely why I'm ringing, old man. I suddenly decided I can't face dragging around on buses and tubes with my vanity bag. Will you share a cab with me to Paddington?
A cab? Well,
Well, start as we mean to go on, I thought. Live it up right from the beginning.
Oh, okay, Miles.
I mean... Well, we don't want to wear ourselves out getting to the train, do we? We shan't have the strength to lift a glass when we get on.
No.
I don't suppose we'll get to bed much before 3. Last year we went on to a striptease club.
Really? just a minute, Miles. Darling, I wish you wouldn't sit there staring at me.
Now, I've finished your packing.
Oh, have you?
What's going on?
What? Oh, nothing, Miles. Look, I must...
Okay, so what do you say to a taxi?
Well, fine, if you think so.
Well, I told you, you've got to conserve your strength. I mean, last year we started drinking when we got on the train. We didn't stop till we hit Paddington 24 hours later.
Really?
Yes. And when I say hit Paddington, I mean hit. 3 of our party got off the train and fell over. Oh, and listen.
Oh, just a minute, Miles. Darling, would you like to get my shaving things from the bathroom?
No.
Listen, George, don't forget aspirins. They come in very useful in the morning. British Railway hotels are notoriously reluctant to serve ice packs before breakfast. I'll be round in a minute.
Okay, ring the bell. I'll come down.
Right.
Right. That was Miles. He's going to give me a lift in his taxi.
Took a long time to say that.
Well, you know Miles.
Yes, I do. Well, go on.
What?
You were telling me what Miles said happens on these conventions.
Oh, yes.
You just got to the bit about comparing progress and future plans.
Yes, well. Then there's the dinner and speeches and that's about it.
It sounds fun.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's a great honor to be asked, darling.
Yes, it sounded as though you were appreciating the honor on the phone.
Oh, for heaven's sake, look, we've been married 3 months.
What's that got to do with it?
You shouldn't mind me going. It's not as though I'm catching a train to Birmingham on our wedding night.
You'd have had a job to do that from Paris.
Well, you know what I mean. I just don't understand why you're making all this fuss. Honestly, Kate, I can't see Mr. Renfrew Smith or Mr. Dixon going through an inquisition from their wives before they leave.
No, I know, darling. Sorry, I'm being stupid.
Well, you are, darling.
Well, it's just that it's the first time we've been separated since we got married.
Yeah, well, you know, we ought to think ourselves lucky. I mean, lots of other newlyweds get separated straight away.
Do they?
Yes.
Who?
What? Well, blokes in the services. And they sometimes have to dash abroad half an hour after the wedding ceremony. And convicts, they have to go back to prison.
Oh, John!
I mean, think how lucky you are. I'll only be away one night.
Yeah, I'll still miss you.
Well, I'll miss you.
Will you, George?
Of course I will. You are silly.
Can I come and see you off?
Oh, you don't want to do that,
darling. Oh, yes, I do.
You want to make sure I really go, eh? Well, if you want to, of course you can. Anyway, better get your coat on if you're coming, because Miles will be here in a minute.
All right.
I'll just get my shaving things from the bathroom. What would you like me to do then? Ring you when I get there?
What? No.
No?
I'm having tea with Polly, remember?
Oh, yes, well, I'll ring you with Polly.
Oh, no, she's not on the phone yet. They've only just moved.
Well, what time will you be back here? And I'll ring you then.
Well, better make it 11 to be on the safe side, darling.
11?
Yes, Polly and I thought we might go to the pictures. But we ought to be out by then, shouldn't we? I'll be waiting by the phone at 11, darling.
I see.
Why, what's the matter?
What? Nothing. It's just...
What?
Nothing.
Well, it'll all be over by then, won't it? You'll probably be in your hotel room dying for someone to talk to.
Yes.
Oh, darling, don't poke your sponge bag down the side of the case. I've packed everything. Why are you taking the aspirins?
What? Oh, yeah, oh, yes, yeah, well, you know how I always get a headache on the train.
Do you want them all?
Well, of course I don't.
Can I keep a couple?
Well, don't be silly.
I may need them to help me sleep tonight.
Why?
Oh, in case you don't ring, you know how I worry.
Well, of course I'll ring.
Here's the bottle.
Thanks.
There's about 20 left. Will that be enough for your headache? There's Miles. Come on.
Look, George, that's our compartment, the one with the reserve notice on the window.
Ah, yes.
We'll have to get on at the end of the coach and go along the corridor. What do you want to do, Kate?
Well, I think I'll wait out here.
Oh, don't you bother to stop, darling.
Not since I came to see you off.
Making sure he goes, eh?
You get on then, Miles.
All right. Shall I take your case?
Oh, thanks.
Good heavens, what have you got in here? A crate of aspirins?
Miles.
Goodbye, Kate.
Bye, Miles.
I'll look after it.
Well, just remind him to ring me, that's all.
Ring you?
At 11.
At 11? But good grief, that's when we'll be...
I thought you were taking my case, Miles.
Yes, all right. See you tomorrow, Kate. Goodbye.
That's when you'll be what, George?
What?
At 11 o'clock. What will you be doing?
Ringing you.
Well, Miles seemed to think...
Look, darling, you haven't come to see Miles off, you know. You've come to see me off, so please talk about me.
All right, darling.
Well, then.
What will you be doing at 11 o'clock?
Kate.
Only joking, darling.
Well, I hope you are. I wouldn't let you come at all if I know there's going to be another inquisition.
Of course there isn't. Just one thing, darling, then I won't say another word.
What?
Don't drink too much.
Oh, Kate.
You know what an upset tummy you get.
I know.
The last time you got those spots as well.
Look, how many more times, darling? This is a convention, not an excursion.
Hello, George. Is this us?
Oh, along there, Leslie, yes.
Ooh, right next door to the Drinks coach. Lovely grog. You know they open up the moment we start, don't you?
It's like on board ship, the licensing hours...
You don't know my wife, do you, Leslie? No, how do you do?
How do you do?
Excuse me. See you later, George.
Don't you wait, darling.
Of course I'll wait.
That chap Leslie, you know, very sad. All he thinks about is drink.
Really?
Yes, dreadful. It's tragic, really. I mean, I might have a shandy with lunch, of course.
Yes.
But drinking at midday, I can't understand how people do it. It knocks me right out. I wouldn't be fit for anything tonight. I mean, for the convention, okay. Don't you wait, darling. Oh, there we are.
Get in, George.
Okay.
Closer doors, please.
Now, please don't drink too much, darling.
Of course I won't.
And ring me.
At 11, right. But I hope you enjoy the film.
Thank you, darling.
See you tomorrow.
Yes, bye, George.
Bye-bye, Kate. Bye-bye.
It was a train on the other platform.
Don't you wait, darling.
More wine, darling?
No, thank you, sir.
Long way to go yet, you know.
No, honestly, thank you, sir.
Oh, come on, George. You left Kate behind at Paddington.
What's that?
His wife came to see him off, sir.
Did she really? Make sure he went, eh?
I will have some wine, please, sir.
Eh? Oh, splendid. Mr. Dixon, order another bottle, will you?
Yes, sir.
Brandy or liqueur, darling?
Brandy, sir.
That's more like it. We've passed Watford. He feels safer now.
Now, that reminds me of a joke. May I tell it, sir?
If I remember rightly from last year, Mr. Dixon, it would be difficult to stop you.
Yes, well, it seems that there was this man whose wife had to go and visit a sick aunt.
Did you hear the one about the plate there, sir?
Just a minute, Coder. You're creating a monopoly. Perhaps Starling has a humorous contribution.
Oh, no, sir, honestly.
No. Oh, come on, Starling. Everyone knows one joke.
Well, sir.
Of course he does.
May I have another brandy, sir?
We'd all have another brandy.
Come on, Starling.
I will. It was about the couple who started quarreling at the altar, did he? When he said, I do, she said, oh, no, you don't. And he was so drunk. He was so drunk. He spent all night throwing pennies over Westminster Bridge and then looking up at Big Ben to see how much he weighed.
Yes, and that reminds me of a story.
Now, hold on just a minute. Don't push your luck, Mr. Dixon. Let the little one get in. Thank you. Did you hear the one about Samson and Delilah?
No.
Well, it's a bit near the luck.
Oh, come on.
Well, Delilah heard that Samson would lose his strength if he had a haircut.
George, are you in there?
Can I help you, sir?
Yes. Could you unlock this door?
Oh, yes. Is it your room, sir?
No, it's a friend of mine's. I have a feeling he's overslept and he's supposed to be downstairs.
Oh, sure, at the convention.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him, sleeping like a top. He does seem ashamed for me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
George? George!
Oh, darling, don't trick me.
Sorry, sweetheart.
Miles.
Oh, come on, sleeping beauty. You're missing the booze up.
Booze? Well, you shouldn't have put your head down.
I told you you'd feel ghastly. You should have stayed with us and kept topped up. Never mind, come down and have a large one. It'll soon set you up.
I doubt it. It's just not my flat.
Come on, open your eyes. You haven't come all this way just to have a good kip.
Oh, Miles, I can't get stewed again. I've got to ring Kate at 11. You go on, old man. I'll try and make it later.
That won't look too good.
Who's going to notice?
Mr. Renfrew Smith, for one, and old Dixon.
Oh, don't talk rubbish. The place will be swarming. Who's going to notice I'm not there?
They've already asked where you were.
Renfrew Smith?
And Dixon.
Oh, nonsense.
The Scout's honour. Apparently, they want to hear some more of your stories.
What stories?
What stories? You told approximately one a mile between Banbury and Snow Hill.
Stories?
Jokes. You had everyone on the train shaking with laughter. I thought we'd leave the rails any minute.
But I don't know any jokes.
Well, you could have fooled me. You charge through your repertoire as though you'd had 20 years' experience at Masonics and smokers.
Tell me one.
What?
One joke.
Oh, you mean one of your jokes. Well, which one? You told so many.
Oh, now, come on, Miles. I mean, it's all a gag, isn't it, eh?
It's a gag. I mean, just because I had too many and I can't remember everything.
Two men were crossing a field. One was very short-sighted. Suddenly, a bull rushes up. This bull rushes up and one man dashes out of the field. The short-sighted one grabs the bull's horns and wrestles with it.
Yeah. When he gets back to his friend says, by George, you gave him what for?
And the short-sighted one says, what for?
If I could have got the blighter off his bike, I'd have killed him.
Yes, you told it much better on the train.
What on earth made me think of that one?
Well, it followed on from another one about the country. Two chaps who bought a horse each and wonder how they could tell them apart.
Well, who told that one?
You did.
I didn't.
Only 3 hours ago.
But two men who bought a horse each?
And they try and think of ways of telling the horses apart.
Oh, wait a minute. It does strike a chord.
I should think it would. It took over 10 minutes to tell it.
Did I?
They put coloured ribbons on them. Clip their tails in different shapes. Remember? Then one chap says to the other, we've been a couple of idiots. It's easy to tell them apart.
The black one's bigger than the white one.
There you are, you see. You do remember.
Well, I remember now, but I don't know how I did then. I could never remember jokes. You know that.
Yes, well, drink takes people in different ways. I mean, some people fight, some people sing. You remember jokes. Speaking personally, it always makes me rather amorous.
Oh, don't let's start that. That's
all I told, is it?
Jokes?
Yes.
No.
What?
No, those just happened to be the only clean ones you told.
I didn't tell any.
You did.
In front of Renfrew Smith?
And old Dixon. His eyes were out on stalks. And when you told the one about Samson and Delilah...
I didn't. You
see... You remember that one, eh?
Of course I do, it is, because it's one of yours.
I know. I meant to tell it, but you got in first. Well, honestly, I was absolutely nowhere in today's race. It was like when I tried to stop you doing your impression of old Dixon.
Miles, I didn't!
Oh, it's all right. Dixon laughed. Well, he had to, I suppose. Renfrew Smith was killing himself. I thought he'd have a seizure.
You sure Dixon didn't have a seizure?
No. Yeah. I told you, he laughed.
Yes, I know. That laugh is like a death rattle.
Yes, you included that in your impersonation.
I'll never touch another drop.
Well, I've just toyed with the tomato juice, but you've got to come down, George. The big brass were asking for you, I promise you that.
Well, did you say you were going to look for me?
Yeah. Well, I guess where you were when I heard the hue and cry. But I thought I'd give you time to pull yourself together, so I didn't tell them you were here.
Oh, thanks, Miles.
Considering I gallantly swapped an apple-cheeked waitress for your pale little face... I think the least you can do is join in the party.
Well, yes. Well, I'll have a couple of soft drinks. Where's my coat? Now, you're sure Renfrew Smith and Dixon are in a good mood?
Of course they are. They haven't stopped drinking since they got here. Not going to do you any harm, is it? Are you suddenly turning into the wag of the export invoice department? Before their very eyes?
Oh, no. I suppose not. Where's my tie?
Here.
But Dixon, old Dixon, he really laughed, did he?
If you ask me, he was jolly proud to have you in his department.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do you think he might give me a bigger office?
Good Lord, old man. I reckon you could have Renfrew Smith's if you wanted it.
Okay, well, I'll pop down and show myself now, then, eh?
You'll do that, all right, old man.
What?
Here are your trousers.
Ah, there you are, Starling. Mr. Dixon and I were getting worried. We thought you'd exhausted yourself on the journey here and decided to retire.
Sorry, sir, my watch has stopped.
Well, that's more than you did on the train. Gentlemen, I should tell you that Starling is one of the juniors whom we bring here every year so that they can get the taste, shall we say, of what lies ahead. Talking of which, you don't seem to have a drink, Starling.
I just finished one, sir.
Well, have another.
Not at the moment, sir.
Long night ahead, eh? Not much we can teach this young man, gentlemen. Oh, but let me introduce you. Mr. Davies of our Cardiff branch, Mr. Edwards, and Mr. Harrison from Liverpool. And I would advise you to be careful. Starling is an extremely clever mimic, as I think the head of his department would agree. Eh, Mr. Dixon?
If you say so, sir.
Look, Mr. Dixon, I'm sorry if
Mr. Dixon didn't know he had so many mannerisms. I wouldn't be in your shoes, Starling, when you get back to the office.
Mr. Dixon, I didn't mean...
And not only, I may say, has Starling hidden his impersonation light under a bushel, He also knows some of the best stories I've heard in years.
Really?
I promise you, Davis, I haven't laughed so much for months.
Well, I must say you were luckier than me. I had a wretched journey here. No restaurant car and 2 hours late. Oh, they were track-laying or something. How about it, Mr. Starling?
I beg your pardon, sir?
How about cheering me up?
Oh, he'll do that all right. Starling, tell him the one about Samson.
Samson, sir?
And Delilah. And when you finish that, you must tell them the one about the Eiffel Tower.
I think I will have a drink, sir.
Certainly. Waiter?
No, don't you bother, sir. I'll get it from the bar.
Must wait his whistle. Well, don't be long then, Starling.
No, sir. Miles. Miles.
Yes, old man?
What happened to Samson and Delilah?
What?
Hang on a minute. Hey.
Oh,
Scotch. Large one.
I thought you weren't going to drink.
But never mind. What happened to Samson and Delilah?
Samson and Delilah. Oh, yes, that was a good one.
Well, quickly, man. I've got to tell it over there.
Well, honestly, old man, it's the strangest experience having to tell jokes to a bloke you heard them from only a few minutes ago.
Your whiskey, sir. Thank you. Quickly, Miles.
Well, Delilah heard that Samson would lose his strength if he had a haircut.
Just a minute. Another whiskey, please.
A double, sir?
You don't do triples, do you? Oh, no. Sorry, Miles. Carry on.
You're knocking him back a bit, aren't you?
Samson and Delilah.
A large whiskey, sir.
Don't you remember any of it?
Well, of course I do. I just can't tell it. Why do you think I'm getting tacked up?
Don't forget her, Mr. Starling.
I won't be a minute. Another double, please.
Blimey.
And Miles.
Yes?
Well, you told me Samson and Delilah go straight onto the Eiffel Tower.
And this drunk chap goes up to this woman and says, "You are the ugliest woman in the world." And the woman says, "My man, you are drunk." And the drunk says, "Yes, but tomorrow I'll be completely sober and you will still be the ugliest woman in the world."
Darling, how reprehensible.
I beg pardon, sir?
Well, you just told a clean one.
All right, well, now you tell one.
Oh, no.
Yes, yes.
Shall you go on?
Yes. Someone give me a light for the cigar. It keeps going out. I'll have another brandy.
Brandy down this end.
Well, now, did you hear about the champion golfer in the nudist colony? Went round the course in nothing.
No!
Oh, that reminds me, sir.
Yes, Gregory?
Talking of nudists, weren't we going to take in a show?
Ah, the strip club, yes. Thank you, Gregory. We mustn't forget the cultural aspect, must we? Everybody agreeable to the move?
Mr. Dixon is. His glasses have steamed up already. I don't suppose old Dickers has been to a girly show since they lit the stage with high-speed gas.
Well, there's no need to be personal, Starling.
Come, Mr. Dixon, surely you can laugh at yourself. Let's adjourn then, shall we?
Dixon, Mr. Dixon, sir.
Yes, Starling.
It's no use going backstage after the show with champagne for the girls' slippers. They don't wear any.
Well, come along then, gentlemen. We mustn't delay. It's 10:45.
Come along then. What?
What?
10:45.
Past your bedtime, old man?
No, I've got to ring Kate.
Well, ring her now.
No, no, she said she wouldn't be back till 11.
Starling, correct.
I'm sorry, sir. I'll have to join you later.
Oh, good heavens, whatever for?
Well, make sure the little woman's not gadding about round the strip clubs.
Well, you can do that later. Come along.
No, no, sir. No, honestly, I did promise.
Well, we can't wait just because you want to go and telephone.
All right, don't get gritty. What is the matter with him? He's spoiling everything. I'm not asking you to wait, old man. Just tell me where the club is and I'll see you there.
Well, the simple answer is we don't know. Now, come along, Starling. I've never heard such nonsense.
Oh, look, it may be nonsense to you, sir, but my marriage happens to mean something to me.
I beg your pardon?
I said my marriage means something.
George.
Are you suggesting that my marriage doesn't?
Oh. Well, not from what I've heard, mate. You've got the biggest turnover in secretaries in the building.
Starling!
Never mind, you go on, goggle at the girlies.
Starling, how dare you? How dare you?
Oh, now, don't start. Don't push it. Look here, what is this anyway? You can't fall about at my jokes 1 minute and then pull your rank the next.
Oh,
just leave go, Bob, would you mind?
Starling, come and see me tomorrow afternoon in my office as soon as we get back to town. Are you coming, gentlemen?
Yes, sir. Right away.
Yes. Oh! Last, who put my case there? Oh, I did. Now, where's the phone? Oh, dear. I hate crawlers. Oh, Ruddy cigar's gone out again.
Number, please.
I haven't got a light, have you?
I beg your pardon, sir.
I'm sorry, sorry. I want London Flaxman 4924.
London Flaxman 4924.
Oh, listen, listen. Have I got time to look out in the corridor and see if I can get a light for my... Hello? Hello?
Replace your receiver, sir. I'll ring you back.
Yes, yes. Well, I was just asking you... Hello? Hello? Oh, God. Matches, matches. There's something in the corridor. I might have one. See if I can find something. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, yes, sir.
You wouldn't have a match on me, would you?
Oh, I'm afraid not, sir.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh.
Sir?
Well, my door's shut and my key's inside.
Oh.
And that's my phone.
Oh, well, I've a bunch of keys, sir. I'll
Well, hurry, hurry up, will you?
Yes, now then. Which one is it? There are so many, sir.
Please, hurry, will you?
Will you listen to that phone ring? It's like as though it's calling for help.
Oh, blimey.
Ah, I think this one is it, sir. There you are. Oh, dear, it's as if it just died, isn't it, sir?
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Perhaps they'll try again, sir. Good night.
Yes, thank you. Good night. Good night. Yes.
Please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I asked for a Flaxman number just now.
Yes, and I got it for you.
I know. I heard you ringing.
Well, you're supposed to pick up the receiver.
Yes, I know. Look, would you reconnect me, please? I'm so sorry.
I'll ring you back.
Thank you. Oh, Lord. Oh, who on earth is that?
Oh, there he is.
Mr. Davis.
Mr. Starling, I've been looking everywhere for you. It's the one about the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yes. Well, look, I'm waiting for a call.
I told my friends about it. And could I remember it?
No, he couldn't.
No, I couldn't.
Well,
I won't get a wink of sleep, old man, if I don't hear it again.
I'm sorry for my phone. The phone's ringing now.
All right, we'll wait.
Yeah.
Have you got any drink?
Oh, drink! I know.
I've asked you to be quiet. It's my wife.
Oh, it's his wife.
Will you please be quiet, please? Now look what you've done. I've lost my wife again.
Well, you're luckier than I am.
Clear out, all of you. I've had enough of the lot of you. Clear out.
Mr. Starling, may I remind you that you are addressing a senior executive.
Yeah, all right. Well, you get in touch with Renfrew Smith. He's the one who's collecting complaints tonight. Now clear out and leave me alone.
All right. This way, gentlemen. And I'll see you.
Rotten lot. Hello.
Don't tell me you just listened to me ringing again.
Well, I'm terribly sorry. Look, I won't leave the phone this time. I won't even put it down.
Well, I hope you won't. The lady who's answered twice sounded a little cross last time.
Did she?
Trying to connect you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Lord. Come on. Oh, come on.
Hello?
Darling, it's George. Look, I'm so sorry. I rang you twice before, but I've had a terrible evening trying to get through to you. In fact, the whole evening's been terrible, Kate. If I didn't get the sack from Renfrew Smith, I think I've just clinched it with the Welsh region. Oh, Lord. Here I am almost... Well, I'm almost on the dot anyway, just as you asked me to.
It's Polly here, George.
Who?
Polly.
Oh, hello, Polly. Sorry, can I speak to Kate?
I'm afraid not, George.
What?
Well, we couldn't get in at the cinema, you see, so we had a few drinks here and there on the way home. And at this very moment, Kate's lying on the sofa absolutely out cold. Do you think you could ring again tomorrow?
In that episode of Marriage Lines, where Richard Bryars and Prunella Scales as George and Kate Starling, Miles was played by Derek Waring, Mr. Renfrew Smith by Felix Felton, and other parts by John Graham, Leon Thor, and Joe Kendall. Marriage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.